Welcome to SLWV with myself, Daddy Vambili, and I'm standing in for me and my lovely wife, Letitia Vambili, who has currently given birth to our lovely baby boy, Noah, and she is doing well. Both her and the baby are okay, and she is looking forward to being back on air on SLWV. Yo, so I'm glad to be here. I'm actually live in studio, right? So the Impact Radio building is empty today, okay? And all the presenters are coming in one by one, doing their shows. So it's quite weird. I walked in, completely forgot it's a public holiday. And as I get to the parking lot, I'm thinking, where's everyone? Are they pranking me? Honestly, that's where I went because I like pranking people. So I'm thinking, oh man, these guys, they're probably hiding somewhere, you know? And then as I'm getting in, you know, like I'm you know, disarming the alarm, and I'm like, okay, there's definitely no one here for now. Then slowly it sunk in, I'm alone in studio. Guys, I'm alone. I need to hear from you. So send me a WhatsApp, 071-364-0376. What are you doing? Where are you guys, you know? What is this public holiday about for you, you know? It is such a beautiful day, you know? I'm feeling good vibes, and I can see your messages are coming in. Anastasia says, congratulations on the new baby. Thank you, Anastasia. And Aura, will you please WhatsApp the 40 days prayer to me? I received it yesterday, but not today. All right, Aura, I will send that to you. I'm currently, just going in on a time of prayer, trusting the Lord for a lot of different things. And just to help us all see certain things. Now, I see your message. Nomava says, yo, I'm busy marketing my product. you go on working, Nomava. Please play this song. Which song is that? Which song do you want me to play for you? I don't know who that is, but she's asking for a song. Tell me which song you want, and let me see if I can schedule that for you. As we go into our topic for today, guys, our topic was supposed to be very deep. Now I'm asking myself, are you guys maybe, you know, relaxing today? Do you want me to take it easy on you today? Let me know, okay? 071-364-0376. I'm alone, so I need to be talking to you. Otherwise, I'm ending my show and I'm going home. Nah, do you guys want me to do that? Just joking. All right, let's start off with a song. No, I don't like the song. I actually want to start off with a... what's this? I want something that will have you guys excited, you know, to have your days off. Is there a song you think I can open up with? Is there something on your heart right now that you want to hear? As I am stalling and quickly going through the playlist, looking at what I would want to start a public holiday with. You know, it has to have some spice, you know, like some moves. Okay, I see, Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. No, Susanna, you are bringing me a good suggestion there. Let's see. Ooh, okay. Susan, I'm seeing here on the playlist, right? Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. I've got It All Belongs to You. Oh, on the Cross. Where Can I Go? Favorite song of all. Which one do you want me to play you? Oh, there's also For My God, featuring Alvin Slaughter. Okay, I see Susanna is typing. Guys, we're doing this show together, hey? We are together. I'm DJing from this side, you DJ from that side. You tell me, I press play. Even as we're going to have our discussions. Do you want me to go deep, guys, or do you want us to chill? you know, because I can chill if you want. So I'm waiting for a response. Anastasia, Nomava, Aura, what do you guys think? Should we go deep? Okay. All right. Favorite song of all is what Susanna is saying we should play. And there we go. Wow. Our DJ Susanna taking us old school with Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, favorite song of all. You hang out with Danny Van Billy on SLWV, and you know what? You guys didn't respond, so guess what? I'm going deep. I really enjoy having real conversations, and I think when you're home and you're having a moment like this, it's a day of rest, it's always good to consider your life, you know. Consider your life in a sense of looking at it generationally, looking at it as it is, you know. Because sometimes we suffer from what can only be described as Christian denial. You know, it's like you see things, they're happening, but you want to believe that they're not, you know, as if believing that it's not happening will change the fact that it's happening, and somehow that you can put your head in the sand. And when I speak to people who take God at His word, there's always results. Okay, what I mean by that is this: if God comes and tells you something is wrong, and you go and you actually deal with it, what's going to happen is you're going to have results because you're choosing to deal with it, you know. But if you're choosing to pretend that it's not there, you're also going to have the results of having those things continue in your life. There's a pathology in our bloodlines that are evident. And no matter what we do, no matter how we pretend, those pathologies actually prefer that we pretend everything is okay. And there's a testimony I'm hoping I can share with you today. And it's just a testimony of obedience. And what obedience can do when you actually choose to listen to God's leading. So when I come back, I'm going to just start going deep into it. I hope you are ready, and I hope it will help you take a moment to consider, you know, different aspects of your life while you are rested, while you are not working, and maybe the Lord can just have that moment to talk to you. I'm going to play you a song by an artist who I believe is probably one of South Africa's best kept secret. A lot of people do not know who she is, but I've had the privilege of touring with her, and you know, and just being present at a lot of her events over the years. So Lily Million, take it away with this lovely song.
He's the love, He's love, He's the love, He's the love, He's the love.
Now tell me that is not one of the most beautiful songs you've heard. Lily Million, her name is. And you know, I'm always so sad to think Lily's taken time off from music. Ugh, if you know her personally, please just pinch her the next time you see her. Just pinch her and say, Lily, we still need you here. You know, we still need you just touching our souls with the word of God. Guys, I'm going to play you a testimony. And this testimony is not random. This is someone I know personally. She's been a sister to me She's a minister who's based in Cape Town, and the Lord's been using her in the army and has just really been a voice of sanity in the Cape Town area. Now, she's going to share a testimony of the Lord literally raising someone from the dead, not just anyone, but her own brother. All right. Now, I'm sharing this testimony because this is where I want us to go with our topic today. I want us to go into a place of obedience, a place of being led by the Lord and really trusting, even when we do not understand what is happening. So, brace yourselves. Let's go.
Perfect day, everyone. This is the Royal Lindy Mwenze. The Royal One is in the house.
Wow. I had to ask her to share that with you. We're actually in conversation this morning with Pastor Lindy. And we were just talking about the results of obedience. And then she shared this, you know, and I remembered, because I know them personally, you know, and I'd caught wind of this, but I did not know there was a fast, a 4 months fast, and a vision where the Lord had already shown her an image of someone drowning and then or dying, going to hell, and God's hand snatching them out. Now, I'm sharing this with us to say, what is the Lord telling you to do for your family that you may not even understand that could save someone's life? You're still on SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy. And oh wow, what a testimony we just heard. You know, as we ponder on this testimony, you know, there's a few levels to it that I want us to discuss. Firstly, it's something that has been addressed in a message I just got. I won't read the whole message, but it says, I hear if you saw something in a dream or a vision, it won't happen. But now I've taken a different position. Nomava, I want to agree with you. A lot of us don't understand that there are times when the Lord is showing us things that are going to happen so we can take a different spiritual position. What does that mean? You know, when you dream about something, you need to really sit down and ask the Lord, why are you revealing things to me? You know, and this also goes with prophecy. If you receive a prophecy and, you know, you've prayed and you've confirmed that this is, you know, from the Lord, just because it was told to you doesn't mean it won't happen. Sometimes it's time for you to go into a time of prayer, you know, so that the thing the Lord has revealed to you will not come to pass. And in this situation, what did happen is the person did die. They were declared dead. But the Lord in his grace resurrected the person. Now, I'm saying this because, you know, for you guys maybe listening, you know, it's just a testimony. Now, imagine, I know these people personally. I know the young man in the testimony who is now, you know, doing well in life. The Lord has restored him. He's married. And, you know, it's just interesting to sit here and to say, if there was no obedience from his older sister to go into a 4 month, imagine 4 months of fasting, and to still not stop fasting when people were ridiculing her because she looked like she was sick. If the husband, you know, did not decide, hey, you know, my wife really did say, You know, because this is also another thing. When you're married and you're just saying, I'm going to go on a 4-month fast. I won't be able to fulfill my marital duties. It's not a light matter. But today, the little brother is still alive because of that obedience. Now, many of us, when the Lord is warning us, we take every warning as an opportunity to do nothing. You know, if it was revealed, all right, that means it won't happen. They already prophesied. I just need to sit and do nothing. Has the Lord told you to do nothing? You get me? Have you taken time to pray and say, Lord, what now? What do you want me to do? Or you just hoping and doing the easiest thing? So if the easiest thing is just chilling, which is what a lot of Christians do, Christians specialize in chilling. To all my older people, is just to relax, to do nothing, you know? If it's okay. Guys, we want every excuse to do nothing. And it is sad how many times we meet believers asking for help or intervention for things the Lord warned them about, but they did nothing. So what must we do now? Like, the Lord warns you, you don't take any steps, the thing happens, and now you blame the Lord. And this has happened to us sometimes in counseling, where the Lord will tell you clearly and show you, if this person continues this way, this is what's going to happen. You share with them, or sometimes the Lord has told them, and then they come and they tell you, you pray, you confirm, and then they do the exact same thing. But when the bad results come, guess who we blame? We blame the Lord. So I'm not speaking from a place of condemnation. I just shared with you a testimony of resurrection that happened now in our time, in front of people. You know, this thing was in public at Sea Point in Cape Town. People were there, paramedics, the person was declared dead. But the Lord restored through obedience. Are you doing for your family what the Lord told you to do? Impact. You are Danny Vampilly on SLWV right here on Impact Radio. 071-364-0376. I'd like to hear from you. You know, one of the devil's biggest assignments is to make us doubt the word of God. You know, and it's to make us doubt ourselves. You know, a lot of people hear the Lord and then they're wondering, did I hear right? Can I really hear? Am I holy enough? You know, what if I'm just, you know, and all those doubts stop us from doing what we should do. And I want to say to you, you are called and you are justified through Christ. So please stand up. Believe in what the Lord has been telling you. You've seen it happen over and over again. Stop living in doubt. Doubt is not your portion. Your portion is faith. And if you want me to send you this testimony that I played earlier, I actually have it on WhatsApp. Just send us a message, 071-364-0376, and just take time and ponder on it. If maybe, you know, your obedience could save a life in your family, maybe your obedience, you know, and could give you the strength to push past ridicule, to push past seeing yourself as worthless, as, you know, just someone praying. But understanding that you are an instrument in the hand of our Lord. And if you allow Him to use you, a lot of the enemy's plans will be spoiled. If you allow Him to use you, a lot of things will change. Look, this is real. You know, and I'm not playing you. This testimony is not from someone far in America somewhere. No, this happened here in South Africa, you know, and it's resurrection. It's the God of the Bible, you know, and it's not even a testimony selling you oil, you know, because some of us love funny things, eh? We love when we are told, hey, buy oil for this, pay this, and then you'll get that. No, this is simply a story of obedience, of someone going into a fast, not even knowing why, sustaining the fast for 4 months, not knowing why. Then in the act of obedience, being shown a vision of death, of someone going to hell and the hand of the Lord saving them. And then her own brother getting involved in an accident in Durban, ending up in Cape Town, going to Sea Point and drowning. His body is discovered. And again, when they arrive at the scene, and she was telling me this morning, and I thought, let me really share this with everyone. You know, they declared him dead. Her husband literally laid on him while dead, beginning to pray. And today, there's a resurrection testimony. What testimonies are being prepared in your life, in your family, in your lineage, that is waiting on your obedience? What will your obedience change in your bloodline? You know, we want to hear powerful things from very far, but the Lord wants to do powerful things with you, because powerful and impossible is what God eats for breakfast. And that breakfast is available for you and for your fam. I'm going to play you a quick song and we're going to go into the news. If you want that testimony sent to you, send us a WhatsApp on 071-364-0376.
Radio.co.za.
What a beautiful presentation there on Labor Day by Tabi Sitse, our very, very own. Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for that, Tabi. All right, guys, let's enjoy. You're still on SLWV. Delirious with Rain Down. You're on SLWV. Hang on with myself, Danny Vambilly. Thank you for your messages. I can see... Yeah, it's just so touching to hear what the Lord is still doing in this time and age. That resurrection is not a thing of the past. It's something that's happening right now. So some of you might be sitting there and thinking, Danny, why did you feel led to share this testimony with us? You know, it's because I've noticed that a lot of Christians take themselves lightly. You know, we no longer know that we are called to effect change on the earth. And, you know, the enemy has managed to reduce us to just praying on Sunday, you know, to just giving the right responses. How are you doing? I'm blessed. You know, and we think that's Christianity. Meanwhile, we are called to change generations. You know, if premature death is a thing in your bloodline, you know, people die young and there's always some kind of accident, you know, that happens, or people are successful and then they lose everything. You can't just watch that and say, this is what happens in my family. You know, you can't. You have to stand up spiritually. And I thought, if I can send you a testimony where you are seeing that the Lord led someone, and knowing the pastor who's testifying personally, you know, for me, she's not a pastor, she's my sister. We literally have been, you know, we've grown up in the faith together. We've known each other for over 20 years, you know. And one of the beautiful things that we identified in her family is premature death is normal. People just die early. And when the Lord called her to take a stand, she did. This is just one of the testimonies about death in their bloodline. There's another one where the Lord just called her into a time of prayer. And she started praying for her sister. And the sister ended up in shootout where taxi drivers were shooting. And the bullet literally went past her face and went into the person next to her. I'm sharing with you real stuff. That when you choose to not accept, there's another time she shared with me where the Lord told her to call her uncle and the wife to drive all the way from Durban to Cape Town and to come spend the weekend with her, because the Lord said to her, if they didn't, they were not going to see the following week. Now imagine, she had no idea why or how, but she called and she insisted, and then they came. Just to find that weekend, they were completely robbed. Their house, there was a plan to rob their house, the uncle's house. So they went back to an empty house where not even the windows were spared. And the Lord said, if they were home, they were going to be killed because premature death. Now, she's been standing and she's in a phase now where the Lord is really calling her to stand against the spirit of death. And even as I'm sharing this with you, I want you to raise up Pastor Lindy Mwenze in your prayers, because they don't want to accept death in their bloodline anymore. Now, as I share that, I want to ask you, what have you accepted in your bloodline? Is it sexual immorality? Is it alcoholism? Is it financial loss? Is it divorce? You know, today, divorce in some families has just become like baking cookies. You know, divorce is being handed out like free cookies. Hey, you want a divorce? Here's one. And we've accepted it as normal. Abortions. You know, abortions, that's giving blood to the god Moloch, who takes away the lives of young children. And a lot of us have accepted, and we've said, "Ah, just put the children on birth control. It's fine." Beloved, let's stand up against the things that have become normal in our bloodlines. 071-364-0376. If you missed the testimony and you didn't hear how the Lord caused resurrection, and maybe you want to hear it, I can forward it to you on your cell number. But beloved, the Lord wants to do something new in your bloodline. And that famous scripture where he looked and found no one to stand in the gap, that scripture should torment us. Are you going to stand in the gap and say, not in my bloodline, not anymore?
5.
Thank you so much. I'm seeing all your messages, and you know, it's just so encouraging to see you all taking a stand, you know. Henriette, thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful voice note there. You know, man, as I sit here, I'm so glad that the body of Christ has not given up. You know, because the assault has been massive. You know, the enemy has really tried to reduce us to nothing, to make us really believe that we can't change anything. And a lot of us, you know, we've been pushed, we've been broken, we've been, you know, subdued, we've been crushed, and you know, it's been one thing after another. But when I read the messages of people saying, wow, thank you, send me that testimony, I want to stand up, you know, you realize that no matter what the enemy has brought your way, you are still standing. And that says something. That explains why the enemy has been so focused on silencing us, on breaking us, on making us non-offensive. Sorry about that. You know, a lot of us, you know, there's been an indoctrination of offensiveness. Do not offend anybody. You know, and I've reached a place where I've really searched in my heart and I've said, Lord, help me to be offensive again. I want to offend believers again by calling out sin. I want to offend the world system again by speaking the truth, by saying certain lifestyles are wrong. Again, because systematically the enemy has silenced us and we're accepting everything now. You know, you'll hear someone in your family wants to have an abortion and you're okay with it. Someone wants to have a sex change, you're okay with it. You know, someone is struggling with depression, you just bring them pills. We're no longer saying, wait a minute, is this really the portion for us? Or asking ourselves, like, why is this happening in our bloodline consistently? Why is everyone committing suicide? We're so afraid of offending each other that we're no longer speaking the truth. We're no longer saving the next generation. Beloved, we do not want to face the Lord with blood on our hands because we're too quiet. We were too afraid to talk. And today, I want to encourage all of us, man, we need to stand up, especially for your bloodline. You know, it's so easy to go and pray for people in the street, for the homeless, to bring them bread, you know, to do all the nice things. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. In fact, we need to take that very seriously. But I'm saying it is harder to face the things that are in front of you in your house. When your children are constantly sick, we went through it with my wife, where our children had so many allergies. Like, my daughter could not just have breakfast because she couldn't eat anything. She was allergic to everything. And the Lord said to us, take a stance spiritually. Start praying. Get off the medication. You know, trust me to heal them. And guys, it was not easy, because when you've got a prescription, when you've got a diagnosis, and it's your child that's sick, oh Lord Jesus. You know, when it's someone else's child out there somewhere, you can speak a word of faith. Speak faith when it's your own child. Speak faith when it's your own father, when it's your own mother. Then you'll understand the problem with walking by faith. You actually have to believe what's coming out of your mouth. And we took our children off medication while praying, while being led by the Lord. And today, they do not have those allergies. And I'm saying to you, I'm not talking from a place of pride. In fact, I am admitting that, living by faith is hard. And that's why I'm sharing this testimony to encourage us to say, go by faith. Take time. If God is saying fast, maybe that fasting is going to prepare your heart to face death, to face whatever it is that's in your bloodline. But don't accept it and make it the status quo. Don't say, in our family, this is normal. No, it's not normal. That's a strong man. And the Bible speaks about binding the strong man. And unless someone stronger than him comes and binds him, no more accepting the status quo. Two songs back to back, Fire, King D Music featuring Cass. Beloved, we are playing you just such beautiful music on Impact Radio 103 FM. Labor Day. We are so proud of everyone who's working to better our country. Some of you are just saying, Danny, please, we just joined now. Please play the testimony for those of us who were not in the conversation. So I'm going to play it on air, and then if you want it, I'll send it to you. If you want to share it with your family members, just to encourage your own bloodline to stand up and pray against whatever it is that you guys are facing. I'm going to play the testimony, and then we're just going to trust the Lord, to lead us all individually. Whatever we have to do in our bloodline, whatever the Lord is asking you to do, that you will have the faith, even if you're being ridiculed, like the lady here shares in her testimony, that you will still stand as the Lord has directed you. Let's go.
Perfect day, everyone. This is the Royal
Impact 103, your hope for today.
Wow, man, I'm just so touched. And I'm sitting here, I feel like I'm waking up an army, an army of God's children who maybe were thinking, I'm just fasting, I'm just being a good Christian. And it feels like we're saying, army, stand up in obedience, not knowing what you are doing, but knowing who has asked you to take that step of obedience. Maybe you and your sisters and your siblings have been talking about fasting for the family. You've been talking about praying for the family. Maybe you and your wife have noticed things are not right in the family, in the bloodline. Things keep happening, be it divorce, be it children dying early, or success just disappearing, joblessness just running rampant in the bloodline. And the Lord has been calling you to take some steps of faith, and you've not known why. I just want you to see that you may not know why, but you've got to do it. You may not know why, but you've got to do it. Just like in this testimony where Lindy is saying she did not know why. Imagine being in a 4-month fast and you don't know why. And somewhere in the fast, your answer comes. And a vision is shown to you about why you're fasting. So it's not like she got the reason why in the beginning. No. She got it while doing what the Lord told her to do. And we see this in scripture, where some of the people Jesus prayed for, he then gives them instruction and tells them, go show yourself before the priest. And the Bible says, and as they went, they were healed. So some of you, some of the things will happen as you walk in obedience. It's not going to happen up front. It's not going to be God tells you 1, 2, 3 for the whole story up front. No, it's as you walk in obedience that you're going to see the results. 0713640376. If you want us to send you that testimony, just send the word testimony to 0713640376. It's so interesting. We didn't plan this. You know, this just happened this morning, and the Lord said, you know what? Share this testimony. Let my children stand up and not take for granted the things I'm asking them to do in obedience. It might look like a small step, but the Lord wants to change your bloodline.
Visit Impact.
My bongi with God still. Man. Yeah, it's that time for me to say goodbye. It's really been a very, very beautiful show. You know, I don't know about you, but my faith is encouraged. And it's not just encouraged in the big things, but also in the small things, you know. Guys, if the Lord is telling you go pray for your children, take it seriously. If he's telling you go pray for your sister's children, you know, take it seriously. You know, there's something about obedience that can prevent catastrophes. You know, a lot of us want to look back, before we look back, we want God to spell out every single thing. You know, you want, if God tells you pray, he must send you a thesis on why you should pray. And some of us have become obsessed with confirmation. You know, you want God to confirm that he said something, and you want the confirmation for the confirmation of the confirmation so you can confirm that he said it. And sadly, we are wasting time. We are losing people. We are losing ground because we don't trust the voice of the Lord anymore. And that's not good, man. That is not good. We need to not undermine ourselves. We need to not undermine the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's all we have, guys. We have the Holy Spirit, and what he's telling us to do, as small as it seems, can save a life. You know, I want to share with you, maybe you've heard me share this before, because we shared it on the show. You know, we once attended a service, and while at the service, we wanted to sow a seed, and it wasn't a big amount. It was something like 600 rand. And the Lord showed us a specific family and told us, give it to that family. You know, and it was weird. You know, you're at church, here's the basket, you wanna, but the Lord says, no, not in the basket, give that family. Just to find out the next time we saw them, that 600 rand saved their child's life, because he was later bitten that night by a poisonous spider, and they didn't have money, but they could use that money to hire someone to get him to hospital on time, and they could use the same money to then pay at the hospital, and what was left over ended up being exactly what the mom needed to start a business. And now imagine that small amount saved a life and started a business. Just that small amount. So I do not take for granted obedience, guys. Even if it's 100 rand, 100 rand in the Lord's hand can change a life. 50 rand, 10 rand, it doesn't matter. Sometimes, now, my testimony right now is, I'm just talking about money, but let's switch it, a fast. Let's switch it, an act of obedience. Where the Lord is saying to you, go pray at your children's school, and you're thinking, yeah, but what will my prayer change? No, don't do that. Go and do what the Lord has told you to do. If he's telling you, call the parents into a prayer, do that. You may not know the laws that school is trying to pass, and just your prayer can change that. If the Lord is calling you to pray for our government, Don't take it for granted. Don't say, ah, you know, ah, the things I'm reading about corruption every day, so I'm not going to do anything. Come on. Stand up in the way the Lord is telling you to stand. Straighten up. Beloved, I'm out of here. I love you. If you heard the testimony and you want us to send it to you, send a WhatsApp and the word testimony. 071 is the number, 364-0376. I'll repeat it for the last time. 071-364-0376. Danny Vambili, I'm sadly playing out with Mandisa Overcomer. Goodbye.